We're reporting this week from Nashville Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show, and we're right in the middle of a pair of very important U.S. Department of Agriculture cattle industry reports. Last Friday, we had the monthly cattle on feed report from USDA. Later on today, we'll have the annual cattle inventory report from Uncle Sam as well. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the two reports are tied together in that they do give us some hints, some ideas about what's going on with the mama cow herd here in the U.S.
Yes, and in fact, one thing that kind of leads into that in this monthly cattle on feed report, this is for January 1, so we also get our quarterly breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. And as expected, the number of steers on feed as of January 1 was down about 2%. The number of heifers on feed was up. It started going up actually in the April quarter last year, and it was up 5% as of January 1. And that kind of leads into the cattle inventory report in that in terms of what we're expecting to see for the number of replacement heifers. I have that number pulling back sharply. I think the beef cow herd grew in 2016, and we'll see that with somewhere in the neighborhood of a 1.5 to 2%, perhaps even a little bit over 2% growth in the beef cow herd. But I think we're going to see a significantly smaller stock of replacement heifers as we're slowing down expansion going into 2017.
Really, that's probably the key, isn't it? That we'll probably have that bigger beef cow inventory, but the replacement females, that number's been pretty significant the last couple of years. It won't be as big, you're thinking, right?
No, that's exactly right. As we're not trying to actively expand, we've had basically the heifers as a percent of the cow herd at record levels the last 2 years. I don't think we're probably going to try to expand in 2017 like we have in 2016 and even more so in 2015. That said, then the number of replacement heifers would indicate that if it drops sharply. I have it down somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 9% or 7 to 8%, I guess, on a year-over-year basis. We'll see. It's hard to tell, but that's kind of what I'm expecting at this point.
After drought hammered beef cow numbers a few years back, we've been growing the beef cow herd in recent years. 29.3 million head as of January 1, 2015, 30.3 million head as of January 1 last year. Bigger numbers expected in this report that'll be out later today that'll reflect January 1 of 2017.